The Obama administration has marked more than 300,000 acres off the North Carolina coast as potentially viable for wind farm development. But the turbines will not be up for some time. Eric Mennel explains the next steps for offshore wind.
Think of it as a four-step process. Step one, an environmental analysis to determine if it's even safe to build in the marked zones off the coast of Wilmington and Killdevil Hills. Step two, take the assessment back to a committee for discussion. There are a lot of committees and discussions here. They decide how much, if any, of these 300,000 acres should be proposed for sale. Step three, let the public comment on the terms of the potential sale. And then step four, actually offer the land up for bid. Buyers would need to do their own environmental assessment, and then maybe they'd be accepted for development. It's not clear how long this whole process will take, but step one, that first environmental review, will likely last into next year. So far, five companies have expressed interest in the land, though that number could go up in the coming months. Eric Mennel, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.